No one goes into any relationship anticipating it to break. And as such, no one gets married with the thought of divorce. However, there are times when it becomes a necessity. One of the most disliked but permissible acts in Islam, in the contemporary culture, is divorce, a last resort. Or is it the first option? Today, we review the topic of the D word, divorce, the last resort. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2021. On this, the 15th day of the month of Ramadan. The topic for today, as we said, is about divorce, the last resort, or the first option. You know, statistics tell us that every 13 seconds in the United States of America, there is one divorce happening. If you do the math, in the time that I will be presenting this talk for this morning in Ramadan, there will be close to 8,000 divorces in the time frame of this one talk. That's 8,000 couples breaking apart. Potentially 8,000 children or more being torn between two parents. That 13 seconds per divorce equates to 277 divorces every hour. 6,646 divorces every day. 46,523 divorces every week, and almost 2.4 million divorces every year in just the United States of America. What about Canada? What about the entire European region? What about all of Africa, the Middle East, the Far East? You can see that it probably adds up to the tens of millions of families that are breaking apart every second of the day on this planet. Now, what are the reasons? Obviously, I don't have the time to go over all of them. We would probably be here till next Ramadan were I to do that. But you know, those researchers and the pollsters that aggregate all of this data and give it to us, they tell us things like too much conflict and arguing in the family, which Islam has given us an antidote to deal with. Financial problems. Islam has provided a solution. Substance abuse. The Quran has a response. Domestic violence, the Quran has addressed that. Lack of support from the family, the Quran speaks about that too. Religious differences between the husband and wife, incompatibility in terms of religion, the Quran is explicit on that area. Little or no premarital education, again, I might sound like a broken record, but the Quran has spoken about the need for education. Really, if you look at the top 10 or 15 reasons why people divorce today in the world, I would say every one of them goes back to an area where Islam has offered us guidance and teachings on, either in the Quran or the teachings of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. The problem, as you can guess it, is that A, people don't want to read and learn about the rulings. B, we feel that, well, we live in a secular society and they give us better rules to follow and they're more fair between man and woman, so I'll follow the secular system rather than what Islam says. And so when we put ourselves up to want to be governed by the secular system rather than what the rules of God are, then we see that we will face these problems and they will not be able to be conquered because we're not willing to go to the source of the guidance of the way to deal with the problem that we face. You know, as I said, that one of the issues is a lack of religious compatibility, and we spoke about that a few days ago. Experts in these polls have said that if a person has strong religious beliefs, there's a 14% less chance than somebody who has no religious affiliation to getting divorced. Because when you believe in God as a couple, as a unit, you have a better sense of what that responsibility is, of what that commitment was that you made when you accepted to go into marriage. Because you're recognizing the fact that you have been married under the powers or under the permission of God, following the sunnah, the condition, the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and you are following the ways that he dealt with his spouse. You're following in the way that Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, lived with her husband, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. You're living your life just as the prophets of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, lived with their spouse. And if you follow that tradition and that trajectory, there would never be issues of spousal abuse or alcohol or drug abuse. There would not be issues with incompatibility. There would not be issues with what the main causes of divorce are in the world today. Now, with that said, obviously, as we said, that Islam has allowed divorce as a last resort. Unfortunately, many times people, especially those who are in the position of leadership in a community of spiritual leadership, the people coming to look for divorce are not coming to look for counseling and guidance. They're looking for the easiest way out. Just as we live a very fast lifestyle and we want fast food and fast internet and fast 5G connectivity, we want fast out of a relationship rather than trying to work through the ups and downs. But God has allowed us, as we know, unfortunately, people misuse it, but it is an allowable avenue when the husband and wife, a man and a woman, are no longer able to live together. God has told us in the Quran, which is a beauty because other religions don't necessarily have divorce. And so God has left it open that he knows that there will be times when incompatibility will reign or where one of the spouses will exceed the limits and there will be no other way of resolution except to have a divorce. And so God talks about this many times in the Quran. There's actually an entire chapter of the Quran called the chapter of the divorce, Surah At-Talaq. But I just want to share with us one verse as we round off our discussion for today, recognizing the fact that divorce is sometimes a necessary outcome. It is never the desired answer or solution, but it is a avenue available for those who are not able to make things work after they have expended all other efforts in every other area, to try and make a change to make themselves better and also for the growth of the entire family unit. And so in chapter number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 231, God says the following. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِذَا تَلَقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلُهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ سَرِّحُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ وَلَا تُمْسِكُهُنَّ ذِرَارًا لِتَعْتَدُوا وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنْزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And when you divorce women and they reach the end of their waiting term, then either retain them without offending their honor and in a fair manner, or release them without offending their honor and in a fair manner. Do not retain them to hurt and to transgress their rights. Whoever does that, surely he has wronged himself. Do not take God's revelations for a mockery, and remember God's favor on you and what he set down on you of the book and the wisdom wherewith he exhorts you to guidance. Keep from disobedience to God and do reverence for him and piety, and know that God has full knowledge of everything. In this lengthy verse, God lays down some very powerful conditions, and obviously our time will not allow me to go into the depth of it, so I'm just going to let us know that, again, divorce is permissible. That's not the best solution, but it is an option when the need arises. But we should never take it lightly. It must be always the final outcome, not the first choice. Don't always look for the easy way out. Ensure that we try our best to make things work, and when we can't, then we respect the fact that God has given us this opportunity. As I conclude, let me leave you to 3 points to reflect upon on this beautiful morning of the month of Ramadan. Point number one, Islam expects its followers to live a life of purity, love and respect for one another, friend or foe. Thus, doing anything which will upset this balance and end up hurting another person is regarded as a major sin. Number two, in order to strengthen and improve the marital relationships, the couple need to look to the Quran and the archetypes presented therein for inspiration, rather than what the secular media portray marriage to be all about. Point number three, as the husband is given the right to initiate a divorce, something which the wife has not been given, this right actually means he has a weighty responsibility to ensure that he does not tyrannize his wife, as Allah is all aware of what he does. God willing, we will continue tomorrow morning in Ramadan Reflections for 2021, analyzing yet another opportunity for us to excel in our humanity and to get closer to God. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.